Well, we're keeping a close eye on colleges as they reopen for the fall. A New York Times review of 203 counties with lots of students found those areas saw spikes of COVID-19 cases in recent weeks, and returning students are thought to be a cause. Some schools are asking students to sign waivers, absolving the school from any responsibility if they catch COVID-19. This past weekend, Northeastern University dismissed 11 students who broke the rules and were found partying without social distancing or any masks. And the school is keeping their tuition. But some schools have less leverage. At Indiana University, over half the fraternity and sorority houses are under quarantine. One house has a positive test rate of over 87%. Now, the school is recommending that all 40 Greek houses shut down. But that's all they can do is recommend, because the fraternal organizations own the houses, not the school. Michael Reschke is a reporter for the Herald Times in Bloomington. And Michael, there are more than 2,500 students in frats and sorority houses at IU. Cases are surging in those houses, but not in the dorms. Remind us why.
It's a communal living situation with shared bathrooms and sometimes 60, 70, 80 people living in one house at one time, although the county asked them to put in some guidelines to help them limit the spread. And one of those was limiting occupancy to 75, ideally 50%. And the fraternity and sorority houses were, at least to my knowledge, willing to do that. But they are living close together in one large building.
Well, the university says it expects the national organizations for every house to help students fulfill the school's recommendation that they, you know, shut down the house and live somewhere else. And so they expect the national organizations to help them with those alternate living arrangements, although IU said it would support the students to ensure they can continue on their academic journey. What are the national organizations saying?
The North American Intra-Fraternity Conference put out a statement saying they didn't think it was a good idea for them to move out of their houses. IU has its own interfraternity council, which is a group of leaders from its fraternity houses. Both of them cited Anthony Fauci's recent recommendation that sending people home now after they've kind of already been together back to potentially vulnerable family members just wouldn't be a good idea.
Because they would infect people all along the way as they travel back home and then infect people back home. But right now, they're in danger of infecting people right in the community. You know, people who might work at the local stores. What are people in the community saying?
The community has been really worried about this. That's why there's been a lot of collaboration between the university and the county health department and city and county governments. And there has to be for stuff like this, because the quarantine is actually coming from the Monroe County Health Department as opposed to the university, because, again, the university doesn't own the houses. They can't tell them what to do, so it has to come from the county. And it's actually a request that members quarantine, and there's 33 out of 40 sorority and fraternity houses at IU Bloomington currently under quarantine.
And it's extraordinary. And I'm wondering what other students are saying, because in the Boston area, when Northeastern dismissed out of hand 11 students holding on to thousands of dollars in their tuition money, say they're not giving it back, a lot of students were quoted as saying they were glad because they were seeing some of these were incoming freshmen, they were seeing them not wearing masks, not social distancing. They were feeling threatened by them. What about students there? Yes, you might have, you know, some of the houses under quarantine, they're not leaving. But how do students on the campus feel about the notion that there are that many sick students in those houses?
I think it depends on the person. I talked to some people that are in sorority and fraternities, a few of them that are living out because they're seniors. A lot of seniors do that. And one sorority member that I talked to said she could see it from both sides. It's a really tough situation. What are you supposed to do? I mean, do you keep them there or just kind of all together? And especially at this point, where would they go? Would they find another house in Bloomington? The university has said they don't have quarantine housing. So finding an apartment at this point in a college town is difficult. Mm. Some might have to go home. And that's kind of the worry.
Who's taking care of them if some of them are very sick? Are some of them very sick?
As far as I can tell, there haven't been any hospital admissions from the Greek community at IU because of COVID-19. That's coming from somebody on IU's medical team. there was a lot of partying the week before school started. IU administration sent out some really strongly worded letters, and we had some IU students that are doing freelance reporting for us. They went out that weekend before classes started, after those statements went out, and they couldn't really find large parties anymore. So it seemed like students were, at least for the time being, kind of taking heed to this. But I mean, these are really big buildings that people could go in, and, you know, walking outside, you wouldn't necessarily know what's going on inside.
Michael Reschke, a reporter at the Herald Times in Bloomington, Indiana, about the COVID-19 outbreak in the Greek system at Indiana University. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.